Vanessa Carter, an analyst at USC's Program for Environmental and Regional Equity, co-wrote the book An Agenda for Equity, one of the first academic works to apply that idea to transportation. She defines that as a concept with three key aspects.
Equitable access to quality, affordable transportation options, and therefore employment services, amenity, cultural destinations, etc. The second piece is shared distribution of the benefits, for example, jobs, as well as the burdens, pollution, for example, of transportation systems and investments in it. And then the third part is partnership and planning. So the processes that result in shared decision-making for more equitable outcomes for disadvantaged communities.
Those concepts underlie a quartet of bills that were proposed in the last session of the California legislature. But Susan Shaw, executive director of the North Bay Organizing Project, says that transportation and equity legislative package met with a mixed fate.
Two of the bills didn't make it out of the Transportation Committee. What survived is AB 2222 and AB 2796. AB 2222, that'll allocate $50 million on an ongoing basis from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to fund student transit passes. AB 2796 requires that 5% of state funding for walking and bicycling projects go towards planning for infrastructure in disadvantaged communities.
One of the bills that did not survive would have expanded the membership of the California Transportation Commission to include two appointed representatives from areas dealing with high levels of traffic-generated pollution. The other required that Caltrans give priority to disadvantaged communities when prioritizing road maintenance and improvement projects. Shaw says this would benefit the residents of those areas in multiple ways.
It's an opportunity to invest money in a way that benefits disadvantaged communities, actually all communities. It provides real transportation choices. It helps people get to work. It helps people get to school. It can improve public health and reduce chronic illness.
Carter adds that they have ways to quantify and measure those benefits.
Money matters in terms of where the money is actually going, who's receiving federal and local funding, who's actually having the benefits of mobility, housing and development that brings in issues around gentrification, and in particular the displacement of lower income renters. That's the real issue there. Health and environment is another metric that we think is important. And then jobs, who has more access to jobs because of transportation, but also where are the jobs going that the transportation agencies create in their big capital projects.
Accordingly, says Shaw, the North Bay Organizing Project and like-minded groups across the state are preparing to join forces to boost awareness and action on future transportation justice efforts.
What we're talking about right now with allies across the state is forming a longer-term coalition that will continue to look for ways to increase equity in transit and justice in transportation.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.